when you have a revelation of the blessing of Abraham that's upon you, there is something different that takes place in your life, that no matter where you go, you are establishing the Garden of Eden. You carry that blessing with you.
This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons begin a study on the blessing of Abraham. Learn how you have been redeemed from the curse and are a recipient of the blessing. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We are going to talk about the blessing today.
Praise God.
The blessing of Abraham. Pastor George Pearson's here from Eagle Mountain International Church. And this is our
151st day of preaching prosperity.
Now listen, if you haven't gotten it yet, you just stay with it and you'll get it. That is an awesome work. You're going to be, I think we should give you an honorary doctorate. A doctorate in prosperity.
Well, thank you, Sister Copeland.
I'll see if I can find an old hood to put on you. We'll do that.
Well, you know, when we first began these series of broadcasts on prosperity, I had talked to you about this, and I said, Gloria, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. You said, let's try.
So here we are. And we've still got good stuff coming out.
It is the will of God that we be prosperous. Amen. That we not lack anything,
That
we are completely and totally full of His goodness.
That's right.
That He meets and supplies every need that we have. I'm getting stirred up already.
And that we are obedient.
That we are obedient.
Because that's what it takes to walk in the blessing.
And we've had a number of testimonies. I like what Gloria called it the last time we were on, victory over lack.
Yes.
Letters.
Yes.
And I have a couple here that I wanted to read to you. This one. This woman owed a debt on a car that she had wrecked.
I love these testimonies.
She had been sowing into the ministry and confessing debt cancellation, and she received a letter in the mail stamped cancellation of debt.
Wow.
For the total amount, which was $14,000.
That was big.
That's supernatural debt cancellation.
Yes, amen.
We preached about that some time ago, supernatural debt cancellation.
There may be other testimonies out there. I'm sure there are. Maybe you'll send them to us.
Oh, we'd love to hear them, read them.
It encourages people.
It really does. It does. You know, Gloria, you and I did a series some time ago about how to believe God for a house.
Yes.
For a debt-free house.
I like that.
And this couple, they heard that message that we preached, and it says they paid off their house within 5 months of hearing how to believe God for a house series.
Awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
The Lord is so good.
See, you just have
He's so good.
You just have to take it.
You have to take it.
You have to say it.
Say it.
Act on it.
Act on it.
Believe God.
Believe God. That's a message
Hallelujah.
Right there, Gloria. Well, today we're beginning a study on the blessing of Abraham, and particularly it's a study on Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, the blessing of Abraham. And this particular series is really something special to me. As a matter of fact, let me reach over here. I want to show you something. This Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, I had read it before. But it wasn't until August the 27th of 1977 that it became real to me.
Praise God.
And that was the day that Brother Copeland read that to Terry and me at our wedding.
Oh.
And that's a picture of Kenneth there.
He's
at the altar.
He's got sideburns.
Those are 19...
You've got sideburns. Well, she'll have them.
Everybody has sideburns.
Terry is looking at George with such love.
Well, you know, that's a picture right there, Gloria, that it was at that time that Brother Copeland read to us Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 at our wedding. And that scripture was never the same after that. That really became our scripture.
Praise God.
And it's something that we read and we quote.
What it'd be like if everybody, when they got married, they got a revelation of redeemed from the curse.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Wow, that would really be something.
Changes everything.
And that for us, for Terry and me, that became our scripture. And that we are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. We are blessed in the city and in the field. Everything we set our hands to is blessed. And the Lord has given that to us. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yes, He has. That's right.
And He has caused us to walk in the blessing of Abraham.
Praise God.
And that's what this series
in
is all about.
And wealth.
That's
in
right.
Peace.
That's right.
Glory to God. All good
my.
Things. No lack.
And I want to say thank you
so
to
we'll
you.
So we'll show everybody this picture.
Yeah, you'll see the picture
you'll
of us.
You'll be interested to see Brother Copeland in sideburns.
those were pretty massive, I'll tell you. But it was a day, and I can really pinpoint the very day that Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, and Galatians 3, 13, that
George,
became our scripture.
That at a time like that, you were thinking about the Bible.
Well, I was. And I was... I actually had to go
that
back.
That is a spiritual man.
Gloria, I had to go back and listen to the tape. We have a tape of that wedding. So I go back and I listen to it. Because that day I was a little bit, you know, my head went in the cloud.
Here's
the
how
cloud.
Long our ceremony was. Will you take this man to be your husband? Will you take this wife to be your, this woman to be your wife? Yes, we will. Amen. You're
wow.
married. It was a little longer than that, but not much.
Well, I'll tell you how special that wedding was. We took the transcript of the wedding, and here at the ministry, we turned it into a book called Ceremony of Marriage. You can order
yeah.
it online.
Well,
and
great.
Pastors, ministers use that all over
oh,
the
yeah.
world. They're using our ceremony.
We don't want any for better or worse. We
no,
want for better
no.
or better.
And I must say, Gloria, that Terry and I have walked in the blessing of Abraham all of our days.
Amen.
We've walked in the blessing of Abraham, and you know what? You can too.
Yeah. It's
you can walk in that blessing. So, are
Glory
you ready to begin?
Oh, yes, let's do it.
Good. Let's start with Galatians chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being a curse, mm-hmm. being made
he
a curse
has.
For us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham yep. might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Redeemed from the curse.
And in our notes here, which all of our notes are available to you, all you have to do is go online, kcm.org, look at the homepage there with the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and these notes are for you right now. And Gloria, in the study of this, let's begin here. Let's talk about the curse, first of all. The curse is a declaration which dooms someone to failure.
Yeah. Isn't that a good way to say it? Did you come up with that definition
well,
or did somebody else?
Actually, that was you.
Oh, well. No, I didn't remember.
You had mentioned that to me. I neglected here to give you credit on the
Well, that's all. I did
quote.
Not remember it.
But it goes right along with the Amplified Translation. The Amplified Translation says, and I wrote this in my own notes here, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or the doom mm-hmm. of the law and its condemnation by becoming a curse for us. And so, Gloria, I looked up the word curse in the Hebrew, and listen to this. This is what the curse does. It means to destroy, to do away with, to cease, to terminate, to render idle. Now, this is what the Hebrew said, unemployed.
Unemployed.
Inactive.
Wow.
That's the curse.
That's part of the curse.
It's part of the curse.
So anybody that needs a job,
they need to get under
Jesus,
the blessing of Abraham.
They've been redeemed
they've
from
been
that
redeemed
curse.
From that.
Wow, that's
the,
good, George.
The curse will cause a person or a thing to have no further efficiency, to deprive of force, influence, and power. And as I was meditating on this study, I came up with this phrase, the curse, everything that could go wrong, goes wrong.
I remember that.
You do, don't you? Everything that could
the
go wrong.
The olden days.
That could go wrong, it goes wrong. And the curse, and we won't be going into this on this study, but the curse is found in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68. But I think the interesting thing on those scriptures of the curse, we've read that before, but in the light of the fact I've been redeemed from this.
Yes, that's right.
I've been set free from that. The word redeemed means to be purchased from, yes. Ransomed, Jesus. Paid for.
Jesus set us free from it.
And I like this definition of the word redeemed, rescued.
He rescued us, yeah.
So Christ has purchased us, He's ransomed us, He's rescued us from the curse of doom, destruction, and
That's
failure.
That's exactly what He did for Ken and me.
He delivered us from that, Gloria. Mm-hmm. He set us free from the curse of the law.
Debt, lack.
Everything. Debt, lack, sickness, disease, fear. I mean, you name it, we've been redeemed from it.
I'm telling you, it is a fact.
Wow.
And we have proved it out.
Wow.
Jesus, I like it says Himself. Christ Himself redeemed us from the curse.
He redeemed us from the curse.
Not an angel, not anybody else.
Nope.
But Himself did it.
Look at these two scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 6:20, God bought you with a high price.
Yes, He did.
1 Peter 1:18 and 19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish or without spot. That's on the first page of this stuff.
I was going to say, where are you?
More right down there, right down here at the bottom.
Okay, I got you.
So, Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse. Now let's look at Galatians 3:14. We've been redeemed from the curse so that the blessing of Abraham,
praise
the
God.
Blessing of Abraham can come on us.
It was so God's will for us to be blessed.
Yes, it was.
And there was nobody else but the Son who could take the redemption for it, or who could take the curse
for it,
because He was the only one that wasn't cursed.
That's right.
That hadn't done wrong.
And He took it.
And He took it
He took all our sickness. He took all our disease. He took all of our pain. He took all of our suffering. He took all of our fear. He took all of our lack, insufficiency. He took all of our poverty.
That's right.
We've been redeemed from all of that.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
So that the blessing of Abraham can come on us. Now, here's the definition. As we read a few moments ago, the definition of the curse, it's a declaration which dooms someone to failure. Well, the blessing is a declaration which empowers someone to succeed.
That's right.
That's what the blessing does.
Hallelujah.
And in Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them, He empowered them, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over everything in it. And listen to this, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it truly makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Wow, that's what the blessing does.
And we have proved it.
Over and over.
We had a used car and bought it used, and it was still used and used more and more. And we lived in a little project type house, you know, how the little houses all look alike. Not like a nice neighborhood, but I'm talking about really project.
Right.
Two and a half bedroom little job. And we had debt. I married Brother Copeland in his notes.
In his notes.
I was so young and in love. And I didn't say, do you owe any money to anybody? I didn't even know better than to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know anything. Ken knew more than I did. He had a godly raising more than me. But we married and we started believing God. We heard about the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We started hearing then from Brother Hagin. We moved to Tulsa. We started going to those seminars. Hearing that we'd been redeemed.
Yes.
You know, we started act on it. Within 11 months, we were out of debt.
Praise God.
And everything that's been done has been believed for and received and done.
When you were in Tulsa, especially listening to Brother Hagin, in those seminars that you went to, he taught on the reality of redemption, the realities of the new creation realities, and included in that was this scripture, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law.
Yes, that's right.
And that's where your eyes were opened to
and
see the blessing.
And during that little short time, those months, one semester time,
yeah,
He started having those 10-day seminars.
Right.
And that was really our Bible school. And of course, Ken was with Brother Roberts in the meeting, so he heard a lot, saw a lot, saw miracles that I didn't see. I was home with the little kids, you know, in my little house.
Yes. Yeah, with your little TV.
With my little TV. Oh, thank God
Praise
for the word.
God. You've been redeemed.
Oh, thank
We've
you,
We've been
Jesus.
Redeemed from the curse
yes,
so that
right.
we could walk in the blessing of Abraham. That's what you and Kenneth were learning. That's what I was learning when I first came here. I was devouring those tapes at the time. I was listening to everything that I
That's
could
right.
get my hands on, renewing my mind to the fact that I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I'll tell you something, Gloria. This just came to me in the very first meeting that I went on with Kenneth. It was in the summer of 1976, and I was with the road crew, which there were three of us, and we were in a van.
Three whole people on the team.
Three whole people. Uh-huh. And back then what we would do is we would drive straight through to the location. I didn't know any better. We drove through middle of the night. We just drove straight through. And I can remember reading this scripture here.
And it was all in one van.
One van.
To see
we fit
to the
all
big
the
meeting,
stuff.
One van.
And I remember on that trip, I set myself out to memorize this scripture. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Oh, it says multitudes, that scripture.
And I put that down in my spirit. I let that come out of my mouth. And I saw that I was blessed, and I saw that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. I read Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God. He's the one that gives you the power. He empowers you to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant that He confirmed with our ancestors.
Praise God.
So the curse, everything that could go wrong, goes wrong.
That's true.
The blessing, everything that could go right, it goes right.
Isn't that good? That's
Isn't that
a good
wonderful?
Way to say it, George. I
Isn't
like
that wonderful?
That. Yeah,
Everything
like
that it. could go right, goes
Glory.
Right.
Hallelujah.
We're all good friends with Mylon Lefevre, and Mylon is a real. He's country. I think he's more country than you. He's country.
Now, did y'all get that? He's more.
He's
country
more country
than me.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
So that's country, and but
this
he's,
guy came from the. No, he's from Boston.
Yeah, so
city place. Where were you from, George?
I was born in New York, and I came from Cape Cod.
Yeah.
And came to Texas.
And he thinks he's city
fine. Anyway,
we had to teach him so much, you'd be amazed at what he had to learn after he came to Texas.
I had to learn how to say y'all.
He wore his breeches legs so
off
high.
My tongue. Y'all
we
just.
We could have had a flood, and he'd never known it. But he cleaned up really good, and he's worked out, and he's full of the Word.
Praise God, Gloria.
Congratulations.
Anyway, so Mylon's in church, and he's preaching, and he comes up with this statement. He says, y'all, he says, I've got reverse paranoia. Reverse paranoia. He said, everybody's out to bless me.
That's good. Isn't that good? That sounds like Mylon.
Instead of everybody's out to get me, everybody's out to bless me.
That's good.
When the bless,
I agree with that.
When you have a revelation of the blessing of Abraham that's upon you, there is something different that takes place in your life that no matter where you go, you are establishing the Garden of Eden. You carry that blessing with you.
The blessing is on you and in you.
It's on us. It's in us. And like Mylon said, everybody's out to bless me.
That's good. Isn't that good?
I really like that.
I like that too.
Now, the blessing of Abraham, it's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 through 14. And we find, if we look on page 2 there,
I'm
Gloria,
busy
we find.
This
okay,
right now.
Go ahead. we'll let you write.
I'm writing this down from this
from
Mylon sermon. I like that. Everybody's
out to bless me.
Bless me. Hallelujah.
Now
you know, a lot of people think just the opposite.
Everybody's out to get me.
But everybody's out to bless me.
Now y'all taught me.
Yeah.
Y'all taught me how to say get.
Well, you do pretty good at it.
Everybody's out to get me. No, everybody's out to bless me.
Everybody's out
because
to bless
me. Within the context of the blessing of Abraham, we have favor.
Favor is what
God
happens. Yeah.
Goes with us everywhere we go. This revelation,
favor.
will change your mentality. It will change the way you look at yourself. It'll change the way you think about yourself. It will completely renew and rejuvenate your life.
You know what it does? It gets you out of yourself where you're not thinking about yourself.
Oh, that's good.
It's not, you know, it's not me. It's God. It's the
that's
blessing
good.
On me. We can depend on Him. Myself
that's right.
might
that's
mess
right.
up, but God won't mess up.
That's right.
It's the blessing
it's
on
the blessing.
Me that makes the difference.
So we've been blessed with Abraham. And if we look
that's
at these
right.
scriptures, just have a couple of moments left.
That's
but look
excellent.
At these scriptures. Galatians 3:14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Jesus Christ,
yeah,
that we
blessing.
Might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We are to receive by faith everything that the Spirit promised Abraham. Everything. And it says in the New Living Translation, through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised Abraham.
Praise
the
God.
The exact same blessing that He promised Abraham. In verse 9 of Galatians 3, it says, those who are of faith are blessed
with
along with Abraham, the man of faith. And then look at verse
Praise
29.
God.
Look at verse 29 in Galatians 3. And as you're turning there, I'm rushing to another scripture here that just came to my,
Glory
my thinking.
To God. Thank you for the word.
Oh,
Lord.
Praise God.
We can count on it.
Praise God.
If it says I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I am blessed.
I'm blessed. It says in verse 29, if you be in Christ, then are
yeah.
you Abraham's
yeah.
seed and heirs according to
I'm an heir.
The promise.
Hallelujah. That just says it all.
I'm an heir.
Everything God promised Abraham, which was
That's
the
right.
world.
That's right. And in Isaiah, in Isaiah, it talks about how we have been cut from the rock
yeah.
of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
So everything that God promised Abraham is ours.
That's
and
right.
Gloria, tomorrow...
We sing that song, The Blessing of Abraham.
The Blessing of Abraham
Mine.
Is ours.
Hallelujah.
And tomorrow you and I, and then for the rest of our time together, you and I are going through a verse-by-verse study
oh, that'll be exciting.
Of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And let me close my part out with this. Now, I'm quoting Gloria Copeland.
All right.
From our 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 2, Day 100. And this is what you said on Day 100. Under the curse, you diminish.
Yeah.
Things flow away from you.
That's the truth.
Under the blessing, you increase. Things flow into you.
I agree with her. That's right. That is excellent.
She's really good.
Ooh, that's a good way to say it, too. I'm
that's
glad
a good
you
way
that to
say
my
it.
Attention. Hallelujah.
There you go.
This is going to be good, people. Don't miss it. Pastor George is full of good word. I'm telling you, when you say you've been redeemed from the curse, that covers everything bad that can happen.
Everything bad.
George and I'll be right back.
Well, it just seems like I can't catch a break, you know? Everything I touch has been falling apart. It seems like you never have a bad day. How do you do it?
It's not that I don't have any bad days or any challenges. It's the blessing in my life. Deuteronomy 28 tells us everything that we're guaranteed.
Explain.
Well, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons break it down in the Blessing of Abraham package. It's a series that you can get on CD or DVD with study notes, along with Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing. It shows you exactly how God's promise works for you.
Sounds like more than just a theory.
Oh no, it's a way of life. Pastor George breaks down what it means to have your enemies run from you 7 ways. And in Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, he shares all the things that he's learned in ministry over the past 40 years and how God wants to bless us.
So when I believe what I'm saying,
good or bad,
then I'll see those things in my life?
Exactly. You can live in the blessing no matter what comes your way.
Live in the blessing no matter what comes your way. Order the Blessing of Abraham package on CD or DVD for a special price of $39.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Know that wherever you are, whatever you do, whatever you have, wherever you go, you are blessed. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
I recommend that you get the package that we're offering today. It's called the Blessing of Abraham package. You know, that was important to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we realized mm-hmm. that blessing belonged to us,
yes.
we took it.
Yes.
And
yes.
we got it. And we're
Praise
walking in
God.
It. Hallelujah.
We are. We are.
Glory to God.
You know, that's the purpose of this package right here, is for you to be able to do this study of the blessing of Abraham,
yeah.
the verse-by-verse study, which is contained in the materials here. These contain the notes that we're talking about on the broadcast, as well as other supplemental material, the DVDs or the CDs, plus Brother Copeland's book on the blessing of the
Glory
Lord.
To God.
This book, Gloria, I have read it through several times, and
it's
really,
awesome
it is a must for someone to be able to read and get a clear concept of what the blessing of Abraham is all about.
Yeah, praise
and
God.
This combination here, I highly recommend to you. If you want to renew your yeah. mind to the Word of God, you take this, you spend some time with it, and you will never, ever be the same.
Praise God.
Wow.
The blessing
wow.
is wonderful to walk in, isn't
it? It is.
Glory to God.
It is.
So get your package today to go to kcm.org. Father, we pray for
Thank
everybody
you,
listening to this broadcast.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray that the realization and the revelation
oh,
of the blessing would become real to each one
Thank
of
you,
them
Jesus.
And more real to all of us.
Yes,
so that we walk
yes,
in your perfect will, which is blessing, blessing, blessing,
blessing yes.
in every area.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we pray for people that need healing. The blessing
Thank you, Father.
Brings healing. Be
Thank
healed,
you,
in, Jesus
Be healed
name,
in Jesus' name.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Thank you.
Take
Father.
Your healing.
Yes, Lord.
Take your prosperity.
Thank
take
you.
Your blessing.
Take it.
In Jesus'
Take it.
Name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be sure, and if you don't get the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, it's our free monthly publication. It's full of good word, and it'll be a blessing to you every month. So be sure and get that. It's a free subscription. Just let us know you want it. It's mailed to nearly 570,000
wow.
subscribers wow. worldwide. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And
Thank
it's,
you, partners.
It's absolutely free.
It's free. Thank you for helping us do these things all over the world. We bless you. And we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And don't
Amen.
Forget this.
Jesus is Lord.
God's grace is abounding toward you. Go to kcm.org for word-based teaching and free resources to help you find the answers you've been searching for in God's Word. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We've been redeemed from the curse,
yes,
the doom of the curse, and now we walk in the blessing, the empowerment to prosper, of the blessing of Abraham, that same blessing that God conferred on Abraham, that's for us.